It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Hey,
hey.
Ben, it's a special day because we have Shoebomb Goyle in the house.
Shoebomb!
Yo, my boys, Max and Ben, thank you guys for having me. I'm super electric and amped for this, so let's go.
Shooby just informed us before this started that he has actually listened to previous episodes of the show. That was a big shock for us, right, Max?
No, I have. Yeah, no, I love your guys' videos and podcasts, so let's go.
Thanks, man.
We're renowned. We are famous. So
that's right. We're the official circle.
The official circle podcast.
New York Times has covered us. Everybody has.
Everybody has. We are well known. Shoebomb, how are you doing in life? It's been many years since you've been on the circle now.
Yeah.
You're old news.
Yo, where's my gray hair, man? I'm like, I got in my cane and everything. I'm doing great, guys. Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm working. Spring's coming. Summer's coming. So I'm in good spirits. Yeah.
What are you doing nowadays? People want to know.
Oh, they do? That's nice. No, I work in tech and stuff, and I'm just chilling like a villain besides that. Yeah, enjoying life.
And you recently made an appearance on Love is Blind with Chloe. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. It was like I think it was like a commercial advertisement. So I went with Chloe, but Chloe's great. Yeah, that was so fun to film.
And is anything going from that interaction?
Are you and Chloe dating?
Or?
Well, you know, Chloe's great. She's like a friend. You know, she's great.
Uh-huh,
Chloe's great.
Everyone's just a friend to you, Shuby. When are things gonna happen?
Yeah, come on, Shubes. Where's the romance, huh?
She's a sister.
Did you friend zone yourself with Chloe too? Did you did you say that she was just your sister in that pod?
Chloe's great. She's got great banter. We love Chloe.
Okay. Yeah. Alex Lake in the comments here. He says Shoebomb and Chloe, I ship them. So you gotta get on it, Shoebs.
It's funny.
Oh boy. So we have been recapping this entire season so far. It's actually been a really fun rewatch for us.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty different than like the third season, our newest one here. The show has really grown a lot in different ways. Mm-hmm. How have you seen it change from season one to season three? What's stuck out to you?
It's a great question. Yeah, the game's definitely evolved in my sense. I think the first season when we played it, we had this sandbox where I think a lot of us played it from a very emotional standpoint. We made bonds that we really genuinely felt, and we acted on those when critical decisions came in. So I think from the beginning to the end, you saw those bonds that intertwined kind of drive the game. And that kind of drove the strategy. Like, who was your closest friend in a way dictated your strategic move. Whereas two, it became a lot more strategic. And I think from two and three, you've seen the strategy almost take precedent over the bonds, but you have also retained that emotional aspect. I think the twists and the strategy have definitely elevated the game into that. Yeah.
Would you play differently now in, like, let's say season four of The Circle versus the way you played in season one based on how the game has changed?
Well, I think it's a lot like Survivor, right? Like, I think you would have to, right? Like,
yeah,
like you have to elevate, but you never know. I mean, I don't know. It'd be interesting, I guess. I didn't really think you could do it. But yeah, we'll see. That's interesting for sure.
Did you, for the final voting, you said that you didn't vote tactically at all, right?
Yeah.
How often did you vote tactically throughout the game? Did you vote tactically at all for your ratings?
That's a great question, actually, Max. In the final rating, like, I knew, for me, in my opinion, at the final, the memory's not as great as it used to be, but in my opinion, that final vote, it was a three-person race. In my opinion, it was Joey, Sammy, or me. And I gave us each 33% chance. So I knew, if I put my girl Sammy, Joey at the bottom two, I'm winning this game right here, right now. Season one, what's up? Did yeah. I just do it? It was, for me, it was like, it was more about, I look at season one, it was more about the group of people and the connections and the friendships you make and fight, you know, getting with that group to the end. So for me, tactically, oh, I was an influencer so much, so I had to make a lot of the decisions, like the business decisions, right, that took over. So right. tactically, like a lot of the newer people, I thought, okay, if I'm a newer player, I would go after me because I was an influencer. I'm kind of like in a lot of those relationships, so I would come after me. So if I didn't talk to them, tactically, I'm like, wait, they're putting me at seventh or eighth. So in my opinion, that makes them an enemy to me. You know what I mean? So right. it's kind of like, for me, the position I was in, I would always vote emotionally who I knew was my closest friend. And that translated to who was my closest strategic partner. And also, because of the position I was put in with being an influencer, anyone who was in the middle with me, who I thought maybe didn't think of me as an enemy, but didn't think of me as like a closest friend, that middle, I had to equate that with an enemy at that point. Not an enemy, but, you know, someone who's coming after.
Sure, sure. Yeah. So like a lot of the new people coming
in. I hold my heart a lot, you know, so.
Right. And I'm guessing with that strategy, that's kind of how I think that's kind of how Joey and Sammy were playing things too, a little bit, which was just keep your core group together that's been there for a while.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. And I think the three of us, we just had such a, you know, the five of us really have such great bonds. And we mm-hmm. kind of, as the game was going on, we thought, you know, come on, guys, like we know.
Were you starting, this is one question I've had for a while, was were you starting to get the feeling that Rebecca wasn't in that tight group towards the end of the game based on Joey going after her in some of the games, based on like Ed going after her, things like that?
Yeah, you know what? It was actually, I didn't think that at all because in my opinion, I thought, right after the middle, when all the new people started coming in and they've been trying to taper off and we saw Alex and Miranda kind of go, in my opinion, I thought the five of us kind of finally united, where we had the five of us and we had a clear path. Like, I think everyone felt it that we were going there, especially when, you know, when Miranda left, unfortunately, like where we were, you know, Sammy, Chris, and Rebecca were saved. It was kind of like, it felt like the five of us were uniting. So when that happened and Ed and Joey were coming after Rebecca, I was a little nervous, to be honest, because in my opinion, I'm like, oh no, like I felt like we were close. You didn't want this to happen. So I didn't see that yeah. coming for sure. Because Rebecca was an influencer right before that. She got first. Right. And then all of a sudden she was getting destroyed in that game.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about this finale.
Oh, is there a way? I'm trying to see the YouTube live stream also. Is there a way to see it? Is that live?
Yeah, go to our YouTube channel is Reality Alert podcast for
no, I see it. I don't
for
know
those
why I
listening.
I don't know why I don't see the live. Oh, I see it. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna mute this one.
Oh, okay. Have you been hearing echoes the whole time?
No. Oh, okay. Okay. Perfect. Let's go. Okay. Nice.
All right. Yeah. So we get this going on, and oh, I have a question. Have people called you Shuby before you went on the circle? Is this a common nickname?
Oh yeah. No. I got it. I got Shub. Shooby dooby doo.
All right. Yeah. Yes, I assumed. I just had to make sure.
Yeah.
So Seaburn is about to come in, and you seem like 100% sure that everyone is real. That's the way it's edited. You're so optimistic.
Yeah. No, I mean, I will say, I kept saying, like, I'm like, you know what? There's got to be a catfish. Statistically, someone's got to be a catfish, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's the name of the game. But I did not think Rebecca was going to be the catfish. Mm-hmm.
When you were the first to enter and she was coming in second? Man,
yeah, that was, yeah, when I was first, I thought I'm getting clocked. So I thought it was Sammy, maybe Joey, and then when I was first, I was thinking Joey, maybe Joey, and then it was Rebecca. So.
Yeah. And you hadn't seen the UK circle, right?
No, I knew about the premise of the circle. I saw bits and pieces of season one, and then two wasn't out yet.
Okay, but you hadn't seen the end of the UK circle with Dan and Alex.
No, I saw that meetup before I went in.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
So you knew
Damn,
just
I
how
wish
awkward
you hadn't. Maybe this could have been better, this reveal.
I was going to say, because you knew how awkward it could have been.
Yeah, that's what we were all hoping for, Shubham.
I know.
It would be Dan.
Yeah, no. Someone was telling me, like, Shubi, me and my family wanted you to flip the table. I'm like, dude, yeah, I understand, but it was a lot to process, bro. I was,
Seaburn really comes at you, though, with a lot of good energy and just is really sweet to you. And been
such
like,
a great guy.
He's like, I just want to be your friend so bad. And like, you can sort of see he's like really nervous to talk to you.
He's still manipulating you, saying it comes from a place of good heart. He's trying to show things to you. Still manipulating you, Shubham.
No, but I think it did come from a good place, because if you look back at the game, right, objectively, he had my back in all of the rankings. He was putting me one or two. Every chat he had, he put me in a positive light. So in a lot of ways, the hobbies we talked about, whether it was Marvel or like his like sword fighting or just like his like our fellow dorkiness, a lot of it did come from truth. You're right. Some parts, obviously, he had to play the Rebecca angle, but to me, he had my back since the beginning. So. Yeah. That's how
and
I saw
he felt bad about being a catfish like the
whole
time.
He killed it. He killed it, man. Like, props to Seaburn. He killed it. He was such a great catfish.
And you thought he was Joey when he walked in, too. Which
I know.
Thought was
fight or flight. I don't even know what happened.
Like, it has to be not.
It can't be Rebecca.
I didn't think it was Rebecca, for sure.
You did reference one of our favorite things about you. You said that you called yourself Sharky Shubham. So we're going to play one of our favorite sound bites.
Sharky Shubham is hunting the catfishes, the snakes, and the rats. This is a message for other catfishes. It's shark season, and we're hunting.
Yes, the dramatic music.
Yeah, with the music, it's just
they
so
nailed
good.
It.
We know you're a Survivor fan, so the snakes and the rats, was that inspired by Sue Hawk? Was that going on there? Sue Hawk reference?
It was.
Yeah, definitely. You're a really good catfish hunter, Shubi.
Yeah.
Hey, some of them we got. You know, some of them
you
we
did.
Got.
Yeah. Just not the big one.
Yeah.
Not the really big one. Yeah. So we get Sammy entering after Seaburn comes in, and she is extremely excited to see you. She's been saying for like the last week she just wants to squish your butt. Shubi, what did you think about that?
It was good, because after Rebecca came, I was kind of like, oh my god, are all these people catfishes? Like, so when Sammy came, it was great. She's exactly what I thought she was. Fireball cracker of positivity. And shout out, she's pregnant. So Sam.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Congratulations, Sammy.
That's awesome.
He just like squishes my heart.
Oh, Sammy talking about you.
That's great. I love the soundbite.
She says in this scene she's been questioning Rebecca for a while.
Yeah.
Was this a surprise to you that each person that came in, because Chris says it too when he comes in, he's like, oh yeah, I've had my eyes on Rebecca for a long time. Like, everybody's talking about it.
You know what? I will say in my defense, though, my chats with Rebecca were different than what other people had to have chats with. A lot of my chats with Rebecca were about like our mutual interest and how we had to like make the moves we had to make from our side, whether that was coming up from like the low rankings we were in the beginning, or how we had to make a decision as an influencer. So it was like mine and her, whereas they were having chats about her as a group. I was having it one-on-one. So I will say, but yeah, it shocked me for sure that all these people had like a massive speculation.
Yeah. Chris said he had red flags about Rebecca.
Good for them. They were good catfish.
They were good sharks. Yeah.
Sammy asks you if you were in love with Rebecca, and you adamantly deny it. And we know you were not in love with her.
Thank you.
I just have a question, because you friend zone yourself from her like really quickly into the game. And I just wonder, I have a fan theory. Sure. Do you do this because you know you're on a reality show, so like you would never want to like put yourself in that position anyway, you know? Like, you have a job, you know, in like tech. Like, why would you want to even set yourself up to potentially be catfish, Shubham?
I love this question.
That's a great question, actually. No, I will say, that what you're bringing up was a thesis for the way I approached how I wanted to play this game. I thought surface level flirting, you know, commenting about people's looks in the, like, with your chats, it was such a surface level play, and that way a surface level alliance and connection will form. So I thought any path going towards that lovey-dovey flirtation, the bond is going to be weak as itself. So for me, you're right. I actively did not want to pursue any of that because I thought the bonds would be so weak. Because everyone is, like, flirting. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And
well, and yeah, result, look what happened. Miranda's game was very flirtatious. Yeah. She flirted with Joey, and Joey still got rid of her.
Yeah, that's sad for Miranda. But you're right. You're right, man. Like, you would think, like, it's like, I would just think it's so surface level. So my thesis was, I do not want to go there to flirt because I didn't think it would work. And that's not like, it's not like, I just didn't think true bonds were there. Like, if us three were in the circle, I think, like, us chatting about mutual interests, like, would be a lot more, like, valuable than if, like, you know, you're flirting with a girl. That, you know what I mean? I just, it wasn't the game I wanted to play at that point.
But what if, like, you were just talking about mutual interests and feelings developed, Shoebomb? It didn't have to talk about her looks, you know? Look, what if a real romance developed and then you got catfish and we got an amazing scene at the end?
Yeah. Look, I hear you. I hear you with the hypothetical. No. But
I think you did the right thing, obviously. It was a good strategy. You almost won.
No, but she's a sister, genuinely. Like, this is her brother, you know? So.
Yeah.
Are you still tight with this cast? Do you still talk with like your core five and everything?
Yeah, I still chat with the whole cast. We're all super close and everything. Obviously, with COVID, we're all across the country. But yeah, the cast is super great. I love it. And that was one of the best things about this, you know, just the group we have.
Awesome. Yeah, that's always good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's see. We get to after. Hold on. I also want to bring one thing up too. You guys are like eating and drinking at this table. I don't think they eat or drink in the second or third season.
Yeah, we beat them. What up? Yeah, it was. I remember when I was an influencer, they would give such great food. It was so great.
Wow. So great. Sushi. Yes.
Yes.
Was this a martini? That's sick.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you guys were really loading up. You guys had a lot of food during this.
Yeah, it was
takes.
Good, dude. Yeah,
you
good.
Have a real joie de vivre, Shoebomb. I'm like, fucking.
Oh, thanks, man. Let's
I'd
go.
Be like, oh, there's sushi. Cool.
No, but in the moment, Max, you would love it. Because think about it. You're like, you just got influencer. You're safe for the block. And
you're just
stoked. You're on cloud nine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. No, I'd be like, hey, I'm an influencer. Cool.
You'd be like, oh, cloud nine.
All right, sick. Knock somebody out. All right, cool.
So we transition from this dinner that you guys are all having over to to meeting all these eliminated contestants. Oh, our friend Alex Lake included.
Wait, is he still here? I can't see.
I don't know. Alex, are you still there in the chat? Alex, we'll see. We'll see if he pops up.
You gave your Twitter word you'd be here, brother.
So yeah, we get like a quick little catch up with all these people who have been eliminated.
Yeah.
And Ed and Tammy come out and they say, oh, we knew about Rebecca from the beginning. It was so obvious.
Oh my God,
my
Instagram, it was like stuck in the circle.
Oh, okay. Stuck in the circle.
Yeah, see that? I don't know if you guys can see.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, right.
You see that
oh,
bottom
your story
right?
didn't get shared.
Yeah, you got to just let it keep it open and then it'll go. It'll load up. Yeah.
Oh, Alex is here. Don't
Alex
worry.
Alex is here.
Mom.
Okay. Very
hey,
good.
Lake, my boy, my brother. What is up? Dude, it's literally not. Oh, let me put Wi-Fi on. Yeah, what were you going to ask? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, wait. No, I wasn't going to ask anything.
wait, Ben, can we please talk about real quick about when Joey entered the room and how pumped Shuby was?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We have to. Yes.
I'm sorry, we so have to talk about this.
Yeah, I was so amped.
You were so amped.
Sure,
yes.
Real.
Sure. Yes.
Let's go.
You were like
Santa
Tiger Woods after he
fuck
stunk
yes.
a long putt.
Dude, I was just so hyped, honestly. I think it was my boy Joey, my brother, the final, the five were united. You know what I mean? Like, this is such a great feeling. This is a celebration, in my opinion.
Infinity Stones have come together.
Dude, that's what I honestly was thinking. Like, this is it. Let's go.
The Infinity Stones. Shubi, what'd you think of the new Spider-Man?
I loved it.
Did you? Cool. Yeah.
No spoilers, I'm seeing.
So we have to.
What? Well, you haven't seen it? It's been out for what? You don't see it, man. I really liked it, to be honest. I really liked it.
I liked it too. I saw it.
Yeah, it's hard to talk about the spoilers, but yeah, I really liked it.
Favorite Spider-Man, is it still Tobey or has it changed?
Nostalgia, man. You know I got to go with my boy Tobey, but I will say I love all three. All three bring their different version to it, so I love it. But yeah.
With great power comes great responsibility, just like Spider-Man.
With great power comes great responsibility. You remember that, Shabam?
You talked about Spider-Man so much.
And then Ed, out of nowhere, says the great power, great responsibility comment.
We're going to blow his ear off about Spider-Man in some chat we didn't see.
No, there was, I think it was the trivia. Do you remember there was an early trivia game where it was like, which Joey's trivia question was like, which character actor made this iconic role?
And you were Tobey Maguire, the best one.
Dude, you know what I was shocked? I was shocked though that no one else answered Spider-Man. I was like sussed out. I'm like, guys, we all grew up with him. How did you think? I was so shocked.
Exactly. Yeah. Alex asked, what are your Oscar picks? Alex.
Oh, that's a great question. Wait, Alex is that?
Yeah, Alex's screen name is Stagnant.
Are you sure?
Spider-Man, Marvel's Eternals. This is what Chewie's going to say.
Are you sure that Alex is?
Spider-Man for Best Picture.
Spider-Man
for Best Actor.
Best Black Picture. Panther 2 when it comes out.
Of all Marvel. Well, I don't know what's in like eligibility for Oscars this year.
I don't think they've gotten nominated.
What a
yet.
Cop out answer.
You know what? Movie I really like Dune. I saw that.
Oh yeah.
Sick.
Dune was amazing.
That was great. Yeah. I love that one. Yeah. That was good.
This is like alien lingo.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, there was this other great moment where Chris says that he's so relieved that Rebecca was a catfish, and you just instantly go, I'm not!
That was so funny.
There was one more moment that we need some...
Oh, is it the water?
What? No, what happened with the water?
No.
Now you have to
Yeah. This is the thing.
Oh, okay.
I got nothing.
What is that? Is that where I spilled it?
No, you spilled water?
Oh no, he spills it on Seaburn at one point.
No, that was genuinely that was an accident. It really was. I was so nervous and everything, he was on my side, so I just I was so nervous. So.
What is this weird toast though? What are you guys saying?
I think Sammy and Joey had some toast. It sounded so badass, so I'm like, let's go.
Okay, so Alex is y'all never take tequila shots. Yes, it is.
It's Alex.
It's Alex. Nobody else watches our show.
No, I do. Oh, it is. You're right. I see the thing.
It's just Alex and Shubham.
Alex, you got to update that profile photo, man.
Apparently it's a tequila shot thing.
Yeah, I'm not a huge tequila drinker, so I like tequila. There you go.
I've done many a tequila shot. I've never said whatever they just.
I've never said it either.
This is like alien lingo.
I'm specific
to
that.
Yeah.
So should we talk about this sort of bizarre transition into talking to these other contestants, Max?
Michelle like lightly roasts the rest of the
pretty
cast.
Much, yeah.
She's a lot nicer than we are.
Yeah, she's super fun.
She sort of sums everybody up in just one sentence. She's like, so Ed and Tammy, you guys had it out for Rebecca. Miranda, you kissed Joey. Sean, did you regret coming in as a catfish? Yeah, Alana, tacos all day, every day.
No, you don't.
Wait, Alex, you're aroused.
Dude, I know. That was so funny. Wait, let me ask you guys a question. Because before, if you didn't know spoilers, like, when episode one and you saw the cast, who did you guys think was going to win the game? Like, your winner pick based on the cast.
I was actually thinking it would be you because you seem more strategic. And
oh, interesting. Okay.
Max and I were like really big. We've been Survivor nerds like forever.
Yeah, me too. I love that. Yeah,
I heard you on RHAP and I was like, oh, I knew it.
Yeah. Yeah, Max and I have been obsessed with Survivor and Big Brother for a while. We really like the strategic aspects of these types of games. So just the vibes from you was that you leaned more strategic than a lot of people that were on the show.
Oh, gotcha.
So we were thinking you could go for it. But I don't know. This was an interesting sort of first season because it wasn't like overly strategic and it was really about the social.
The social aspect.
I also didn't know how the show was going to shake down at the end, so it was hard. I was like, what's the final thing like?
Exciting,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, we didn't know if there'd be like a jury or anything.
Yeah,
like
that. Oh, okay, gotcha.
At the time, we hadn't seen UK season one before.
Have you seen UK season two?
Oh, yeah, I've seen all the
UK.
So
good. I love that season so much.
Yep, Professor so Tim good. Wilson. He's
Tim
the
Wilson,
best.
What a legend. What a legend, man.
We love
he's
legend.
The best.
So how did like being a Survivor fan sort of influence your game going in? Did you come in with like a clear-cut strategy or did you not know what to think going into this, really?
No, when you watch Survivor, I think it just when you think of these games, obviously your brain subconsciously is already transformed, whether you say it or not. So for me, I think coming in, it was more about like social media. Like I kind of knew what the game I wanted to play. I just wanted to stay me. I didn't want to like flirt or like do anything like filth. You know what I mean? Like that's how I like positioned my game and what I am. But with Survivor, it definitely made me realize, create deep, strong bonds in the beginning, be loyal to the people I said I was. And also there were points strategically, like when me and Sammy got rid of Mercedes, I didn't want, you know, part of me didn't want to get rid of Mercedes because it's like Survivor, keeping the biggest target in there. Everyone knows she's a catfish. So she acts as a buffer, almost a shield. Because if I keep racking up these influencer targets, if there's people who have watched these competition games, who's the biggest target by default, it's me. Cause I'm keeping to be influencers. But if I have Mercedes there, you know what I mean? There's a buffer.
Yeah.
So
you wanted a meat shield.
A meat shield. Yeah.
That's what they say on Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It really does seem like people, even though you had influencer, was it four times in a row at one point?
Yeah.
I don't think people were really talking that much about, oh, Shuby's this big threat. It just wasn't that type of season.
Yeah. I loved it. I think it's also because a lot of us knew strategically what to do, but I think we acted a lot on emotions. Like we went with our hearts and that dictated a lot of the game for the bulk of it.
Sure.
So I think there was a mutual, you know, so that was great. I love that.
Right. Yeah.
It seemed that towards the end of the season, we saw at least through the edit that Joey did start to act strategically. We haven't heard back from him when we tried to reach out to him. Do you know if that was true? Like, was he starting to vote strategically? We saw that he was going to put you fifth, but then he did put you second. But was he, you know?
No, I think, look, no. Well, I think Joey played a very emotional game. I think what happened to him is as this middle part of the game started to happen, I think Joey was getting a little bit worried just because like me and Rebecca were getting super close and me and Joey were like besties in there. So I think he was feeling really nervous about Rebecca in my relationship because I guess there was one point where he thought it would come to a point in the game where I would have to at the end, because no one knew what the end was going to be, where he just had this scenario where it's like I had to pick one of them or the other. And I think he was starting to get nervous. So I think he just wanted to be safe on that regard. But I think ultimately he went with his emotion. I just think he was playing emotional, but he used strategy to cover his So it was, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's hard to explain. But yeah.
Who would you have picked if you had to pick between the two?
Oh, Max, don't do that.
Come on.
I know they look, they were both my. My
from a game aspect, who would have benefited you more?
It depends on what part of the game we're at, right? If we're talking like from a strategic standpoint,
yeah.
If we're it depends on what part of the game we're at. See, there's different.
What if we're after the shots fired at Rebecca? After that part,
we're at the final stage of the game, and you have to. Yeah. This is at the point that Joey was worried. He was worried that you were going to have to pick between the two of them.
That's, I don't know. It's tough. I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us what your final ratings were?
I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Yeah, I actually don't think they're allowed to do that.
You still can't? Your NDA is still locked?
I just don't think I'm allowed to. Like,
okay, that's fine.
But, well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question.
For the other
instead.
Seasons, we were able to know, but for yours, I still can't find them. It's crazy. It's still locked.
Yeah, little mystery, man. Little mystery.
I hate it.
But I will say, how about this? I will say, if you know, watching the game, if you knew mine, they're very rat. Like, there were no surprises, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty.
You voted with your heart.
Oh, you voted Ed first. I got it. Ed
won. Yeah,
Ed first.
Ed first. Yeah, Ed first.
Chris second.
Now, I want to know what you – have you thought about what you could have done differently to eclipse Joey and to have gotten that one spot over?
Yeah, if him. I put Joey at – from a rating perspective, I can say this. If I put Joey in fifth or fourth, I would have won the game. I'm like 99% sure I would have won the game.
Yeah.
That point where they were talking about who's your biggest competition, I said Joey on an impulse. I said it because it was more like that game where I said Joey's my biggest, I forget that, whatever that thing was. But
rival, yeah.
Rival. I did it as respect because like I was like thinking of like sports, like rival. This is like, you know, who I think is the playing the best, who deserves it. That's my boy. But watching it back, that was a mistake. Because when you're playing in a social media game, you can kind of take that as like, oh, you know, does that mean
Chewy's coming?
Yeah, coming up. That was a huge mistake. Looking back, I should have done that at Ed. I think had I not said that, I think Joey would have rated me higher because he just was a little nervous at that moment emotionally, which I understand. I don't know if I would have, just because the new players were rating me lower. I might have got super influencer. I'm not sure. I don't think so. But had I did, I wouldn't have taken out Sean. I would have taken out whoever the other person is. I think I would have taken out Ed at that point. And it would have. I don't know. I just think that was.
But Sean was ranking Joey number one also.
Yeah.
I know. I just think that at that point I would have, because Ed came after Rebecca. But you're right. I think the big move was the final rating at the end.
Yeah.
I think the final rating was the biggest thing that I think I played a great game overall. I was super proud of myself.
Yeah, I think the final ratings, when you said no tactics, that's like watching back, I was like, man, if he had just altered them slightly,
I would have won. Yeah. And it was a 3-person race, in my opinion. I just thought with 6 people voting and all 6 are in the game, everyone's going to try to put me at the lowest because we're in a game, right?
Yeah.
So. But I mean, I felt like if I put him at 5, I'll win. I just couldn't do it.
I was curious
who that speaks to Joey's game. Sorry, Ben.
Oh, go for it. Yeah.
In what regard?
Like you said, like you were like towards the end, like when Michelle was interviewing Joey, you were like, I would have given up my game for Joey. Like we were so close. Like do you think that speaks to how Joey played the game of Circle?
Yeah, I think Joey had a great social game. He was making great bonds with a lot of the core people and new people. I think Joey had a phenomenal social game in the Circle.
Like, but do you think that speaks to who you are, or like, do you think that speaks to who Joey is? That you
I
were
think
willing
both.
To give
I
your
think
game
both.
To both?
I think it's
yeah.
both. We both went there to fortify deep, genuine bonds. We both proved through actions. Like, I wanted to prove it through my actions, and we were put in tough decisions and. Making business, like a lot of decisions that dictated the game. So, and I guess I will say, like, I think if you ask any one of the finalists, in my opinion, for season one, yeah, like, I don't think, like, the win would have been really cool for any of us. But I think for all of us, we're just getting to the end together. Like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because Nick said something interesting on your podcast, because you guys had Nick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nick said something interesting. I don't think it applies to season one per se, but other seasons, I could definitely see it. There's 2 games to play. You can play as hard as you can to get to the end. and then you'll probably lose.
Yeah.
Or you can lay low and try to, and you can actually hold yourself back to give yourself a chance at the end to win if you get there.
Yeah, so, I think in modern circle, you winning four influencer spots in a row probably would have gotten you a pretty big target on your back.
Yeah, but I will say nothing is, you can, I feel like in hindsight, I'm saying that, but there's always a way to get a win. You know what I mean? I always believe there's a way to win.
Yeah.
Even if
I
have five influencers, I'm waiting for the final chat.
I mean, Nick was an influencer a lot on his season, too.
Yeah, Nick killed it.
And he made it to the end. But yeah, then everybody tactically
voted. That season was so strategic. They were never going to let him and Kay, like, you know, do it.
Yeah, it was interesting to see that season. You have two strong forces canceling each other out.
Yeah, they were just, but they screwed each other over by just.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
So like, some other people.
I was going to ask, too, who had a tighter relationship with Chris between you and Joey? Because I felt like Chris was kind of an outlier within that five.
That's a great question. I actually think it's a hard question. I think we both had a great equal connection with him. I think the difference was that point where it was like each of us save one person, right? So Joey was first, I was second. So he saved Sammy, I saved Rebecca, then he saved Chris.
Yeah.
So him saving him put their connection, I think, on a higher pedestal than mine and Chris. And I understand. It's like Joey showed his action at that point. And I think that really helped towards the end of the game.
Right.
But yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. But I can't help but to think that Chris may have been an influential vote in those final rankings just because he was sort of on the outs of the main three, you, Sammy, and Joey. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure. I actually think you both know what the ratings are. I'm pretty sure. I had to test you guys.
The best we can do is guess. That's the best we can do. Yeah.
Shubham, when Michelle interviewed you for the reunion, you had this quote, and I want to hear what you think about it today in the last developments in the last couple of years.
I think social media is just the bubonic plague of our modern times.
Yeah. What do you think about that now?
I know. I just want to defend myself, first of all. Pre-filming The Circle to now, social media has transformed dramatically. Like, the ecosystem of social media has just transformed. The algorithms reward people now based on content and not follower count. So there's so much more community and authenticity than there was years ago. Just defending that. Having said that,
also, COVID hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, I think COVID might be the modern day bubonic plague.
Yeah, so so I was right about bubonic plague.
Yeah.
I think after The Circle, I realized there's good stuff I can come out of social media, like meeting people, building community, expressing yourself. Still think there's some bubonicness to it.
Was that once you got 500,000 followers? Was that what changed your mind?
It was no. No.
So once it became beneficial for you, you saw the power in it.
No. Listen, before the show, no. It was a coincidence. I just think that because I was thrusted into that spot, I was using it a lot more, and I saw it through that lens. So it was through that that I was utilizing it. I still think it's bad, though. I think the comparison contest, it's an addiction. It sets some parts of it sets bad examples for the youth. So I still think there's a lot of bad to it, but it's good and bad, you know?
Well, yeah, I did say on the first episode of this podcast that if you were ever on, I would have to bring this up again. I said I thought it was a little hypocritical that you were talking shit about social media, but you were on reality TV, which was like the basically the original social media. You know?
Yeah, but I disagree with that statement. This wasn't social. This was a competition show at its finest, right?
The Circle.
No, but here's my thing. It's the premise is a social media thing, right? But it's a competition. Like any sport, it's a competition from beginning to end. And the social media aspect, right? It was kind of like the social media I wanted to see is how I operated in it, right? I always voiced in The Circle. I didn't voice to anyone I'm an influencer. I said I hated social media. Me and Joey talked about it in the game, and he's like, fuck influencers too. You know, I stated, I didn't put filters. Everything I wanted social media to be is what I acted on.
Interesting,
so I see your point. I just disagree, brother, you know?
Yeah, you know, and as the show went on, through rewatch eyes, your point developed more to me, and I was like, oh, I remembered to see what you were saying. So
I had to call myself out
because I promised that I would do this. So
I share your sentiments about social media. I'm not on like any socials except for under the name Reality Alert. So
but I think it's transforming in a positive light. I just think there's some bad to it still.
Yeah. Do you get feet pics like Alex? Alex is he?
No, I don't have many. I've heard about that.
No, it wasn't Alex. Who was it? Was it Nick? We've had some people saying they get feet pics.
I think Nick gets lots of pics of.
Dude, I think a lot of them get feet pics though.
Because I was gonna say that might be the other side of social media. Okay, Alex says, has Sarah Paulson ever reached out to you? Shout out on the show.
We love Sarah Paulson. No shout outs.
Oh, bummer. Maybe one day.
Well, we'll
maybe
shout out Sarah Paulson. And I'll say that Shoebomb's Instagram is a great follow. So you should.
It is a good follow.
Oh, Max, I appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that, guys.
Who would have thought we'd be plugging Shoeby's Instagram? Oh. All right. Let's see. I want to check the time because you got a hard out in about 10 minutes. Any other. Let's talk about the final reveal here of who who wins at the end. I think we could skip a lot of these interviews. What do you think, Max?
Chris pulls the win. I will say though, actually, in hindsight, like if I had to draft the winners, when I saw the screens and I was in the game, I thought the person who I thought was just gonna win was either Chris or Sammy. I just felt like winner from one of them. Yeah.
Interesting.
In the beginning.
Oh, okay. Just at the beginning of this.
In the beginning, yeah. I'm sorry. The first day I saw the pictures, I thought one of them were winning. Not at the end, obviously.
But then at the end, you thought it was definitely you, Joey, or Sammy?
It was a three-person race. Rebecca got called out in that game. There was no way she would be able to climb to the top, even though I was giving her good. Chris, I loved him. I just think that the general consensus was he wasn't able to deeply express who his top one or two people were. So no one really... I think at that time knew who Chris's number one was. And as a result, I don't think they would have, you know what I mean? So I think that hurted him at the end.
Right. And now what were you thinking when you were standing there with just Joey on stage? Were you
thinking? I was shocked. I thought I was getting third or fourth. So for us to be one and two, I was like, oh, wow. Like, this is crazy that it's us two.
So yeah, at that point, did you think it could be you that won it?
No, dude, it was just so quick. I was thinking third or fourth. So when it was down to us two, I couldn't even fathom what was happening.
Yeah.
But I was stoked. I'm like, wow, the boys did it. We did it.
The boys. Max, did you have any other questions?
Like in general, are we doing this about the final reveal?
Yeah.
About the final reveal?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, not about the final reveal. I mean, Joey won. He was beside himself. I mean, was there a live studio audience?
I forget.
You forget? There's
the lights were bright, huh? The lights were bright.
It was great. It was such a fun time.
I was like. I couldn't tell.
Oh boy. Oh
wow.
Boy.
There's another mystery about the fucking circle.
You gotta take a look at some of these NDAs.
This season one is so many fucking mysteries. Okay. Is
there
anything that happened that was not shown that you're allowed to tell us about? Season two and three come on this podcast to tell us fucking everything. It's like there's NDAs don't exist.
I thought most of it was. Yeah, it was all
shown. Oh, it's so funny. Season, not really, Alex says. It's hilarious. Like season three comes on and there's games that you didn't see.
Oh, Alex says, tell them about the cheese reception after the finale.
I don't remember that.
Oh boy, the NDA
says no
talk of cheese.
Too many NDAs. There's a guy with a sniper. He's like sitting right next to off screen. We have a comment here. Kate A. Rose, 123. Shuby is coming to my wedding.
Let's go. Thanks, Kate A. Rose. Cannot wait.
Well, you so have no idea who that is, do you? But now you have to go. All right.
Kate's great. Let me ask you guys this, because you guys are big Survivor fans. Who did you both think was going to win season two after the first episode? Or when you've seen the cast?
Oh, season two of Circle?
Circle, yeah.
I was really liking both Lee and Delisa at the beginning of season.
But not like I'd say winner. Who did you think was gonna win? Like who did you think was gonna win the game?
Season two of the U.S. Circle. That was a long time ago. Who were our winner picks?
I think at the beginning of that season, I think we were thinking people like Lee and Courtney seemed pretty strategic.
Yeah.
We were thinking Courtney was up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, Chloe did really great. I thought they were going to cut her in the beginning, go after her.
Yeah,
she was
Max and
awesome.
I both kind of were like, really oh boy, is this...
She might have been my winner pick when we got to like the finals.
She played a great game.
We were really high on her. She was great. Yeah.
At the beginning of that season, we were making jokes about, oh, this is all just Netflix cross promotion, all this. And then like halfway through the season, we were...
We're totally sold on
Chloe. We love Chloe.
I thought it was super smart how she also owned up to like the too hot to handle thing right off the bat. Like, so people could like, so you know what I mean? So they saw her full identity and she could just like move from that to, you know what I mean? What about three? Who do you think for season three was going to win?
Oh boy. For season three, I was certainly hoping it was Sophia for bias.
Oh, cool.
Sophia
she got like all that cast to start following us and like,
she's like the OG. Yeah,
she was a
Reality Alert fan. Yeah.
Yeah. She helped get us set up.
She played strong. In the middle and the end,
we were rooting for her. We were rooting for Daniel, I think.
Pretty high.
No, but like, who did you guys think was going to win? Like, if you had to predict, like,
from the first episode, we weren't high on Nick. We did not like Nick.
I think Matt Papadia was someone that we were eyeing.
Matt was looking good. Sophia was looking good from afar, but it was like the first.
I thought Daniel was going to win.
Yeah, we thought Daniel looked good.
The first step, he.
Alex says for season two he thought Teralisha was going to win. That didn't work out too great.
Yeah,
no, she came in looking good. She said that she invented a theorem. She was like strategical.
I think her and Savannah just the four.
Yeah, they canceled each other out.
I know that game. Yeah, it would have. You know what? I think my winner pick for two was actually Savannah. I thought Savannah was going to win.
I think they both had a lot of potential, but once they started going out of each other, it was like
each other's games.
They could not stop.
Yeah.
Wait. Let's think. Like, okay, if they didn't fight, what do you think would have happened now after that?
I think there's a potential they could have fought somebody else.
I almost think that if those two made it, someone like Lee wouldn't have.
Maybe. Like,
potentially. Lee was very strategic, though. And
Lee was a good player, solid.
Yeah,
player.
He's also a big Survivor, big Brother fan. I feel like he might have been able to weasel his way out.
Yeah,
you know, he would have been like, "Fuck it, I'm not letting them do it."
Yeah, Lee was great.
We have another question here from Max's significant other, Maria. Would you ever come back if they did an all-star cast, and who would you want to play with?
I mean, I don't think this format it's like possible. It's not like Survivor, but the circle is great, and it's super fun, so who knows?
What if there were duos? Who would you want to play? What if there were duos, and you got to play in a duo?
Would you go with Joey?
Yeah, Joey or Professor Tim from the UK.
That would be awesome. You with Tim and his cats.
Yeah, they and all that, yeah.
What if it was all catfish? Max has talked about this idea of his before, like an all catfish all-star, but they have fake people doing video reveals afterwards, like after they get blocked. Is that what it was, Max?
And when you go to the apartments to like meet them, it's fake people in the apartments.
Oh wait, what's Alex's new comment? Sorry.
He says, so the reason I didn't make it is because I don't watch Survivor Big Brother.
Yes.
That's why you got blocked, brother.
Yep.
No, that's an interesting thing, Max, for sure.
It's just totally fucked with everyone.
Yeah, that would be like, you're like, wait.
We know you wouldn't do that because you would never go in as a catfish, as you stated on the show.
I'm the hunter, dude. I had another question for.
Yes, interview us, please.
Yeah. I had a question.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. What else? Come on, guys. Any questions you guys have lingering? Anything about Circle season one?
Max, what do you think?
We really got, I mean, like, oh, can you translate this soundbite for us? Hold on, we got a good one.
I already know where you're going with it.
This is all we care about, just soundbite. Oh,
yeah. Oh, this is my favorite piece of spice! I think what that was is our boy Seabird killing it. He was excited, like he was like, hold our shirts, something's happening. Like, it sounded like a ranking was coming, maybe, or something, or someone was coming to visit someone. I don't know.
Okay, just wondering if you knew what he was saying. Oh, did you get bummed out that no one came to like visit you, and did that make you worried about like your state in the game?
No, I mean, obviously, I thought it would have been sick to see someone, but at that point, I was kind of relieved because I was influencer for so much. So a lot of times, if someone visited me, that meant they wanted to square off, like see why, you know what I mean? So that confrontation would have been, I think, not as pleasant because I sent a lot of those people home. But for me, it made sense. A lot of my deepest connections were in the game while we were playing, right? So I think had Joey left or Rebecca left, most likely if Sammy left, I think there's a good chance I would have seen a visitor. You know what I mean? So I didn't really think too much. I was just like, all right, got through the day. Tomorrow we fight, you know?
Yeah, like on to the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you tight with Seaburn these days too?
Yeah,
you talk with him a lot?
I love him. Yeah, he's great.
What's he up to these days?
He's in Atlanta. I think he's doing a lot of different stuff there.
Okay.
Oh, I have a question. This is a good one. Have you seen the video online on Joey's YouTube where he, in a student film or some film that he made, asks a girl for a kiss? Have you seen this or do you not remember?
Wait, you mean where he asked Miranda to kiss?
No, this is...
Play the clip for him, Max. You gotta play it.
I don't know if I have the clip or if we have time, but
my
there's
boy.
A...
No, that's great. I haven't seen it, but that's great.
Yeah, there's a film that he acted in before he was in the Circle where he asks, you know, a character for a kiss. So you haven't seen this.
Mm-mm, that's great, though.
Yeah, oh, what boy. Do you think? What do you think about this, Joey? You know, is there more than meets the eye?
Nah,
is he playing Mr. Nice Guy or is he Mr. Nice Guy?
Yes, he's a great guy. Joey's a legend.
Okay.
He's my boy. My brother.
I have the video. We can, if you have 1 minute available, we can show it to you right now.
Yeah, I have to go up till 4:05, so I have like 5 minutes left.
Okay, hold on. Let me share the tab then. Hold on. All right. So this is called Autumn's Place. Okay.
Oh, I love this. Our boy's looking good.
Do you remember our first kiss?
Young De Niro.
You asked for my permission.
I had to. You're an intimidating woman. Look at you.
Oh, this is great.
Ask me again. Like you did the first time.
This is good. This is really good.
Autumn McKenzie. May I have your permission to kiss you?
Yes, Mr. Shannon. You may.
See, Shuby, doesn't that sound very familiar to when
boy.
He asked?
No, that's our boy. We love Joey. That was great.
No, I mean, we love Joey. I was just wondering if you had any insight, you know? Does he use other lines from movies that he's
been in? This seems like a line that he uses often. I don't...
Listen, that clip was phenomenal. Joey was so great. I want to watch more of that movie. You know what I mean?
Well, it's called Autumn's Place.
That was great.
So you'll
it's
have to
shocking. Joey's such like a sweetheart. So to, for him to kiss her, I feel like my best friend is like,
yeah,
wow.
Play that. Let's go.
I feel like my best friend is like, wow.
Yeah. My boy, my brother.
I just want to know what other lines he used were from other things. I just want to know, Shuby. I feel you didn't know about this. It's a conspiracy.
Oh, I can't forget my question. I had a good question I was going to ask you guys.
Yeah, we ruined it.
I got 4 minutes. So let me try to think.
Okay. I have another question for you. Are you gonna watch Love Is Blind this season? Since you partook in the sort of
commercial. Yeah, I think so. I love all the Netflix stuff. Like, they're really fun and great to watch. So I'll probably watch it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you ever want to join us, hit us up. We'll be recapping every episode.
Yeah, for sure. If I'm free around then, I would love to hop on with you guys. You guys want to chat the Love Is Blind?
Dude.
Yeah.
We would love to. Just hit us up anytime.
We'll get Chloe on with you. And we'll try and rekindle things.
That was great. I'm trying to think. It's crazy talking to you guys about the circle. It's like feels so, so long. Yeah,
is this the first time in a while you've done it?
Absolutely. I talked to someone recently, but it was more like reality TV just in general. We were chatting about, it's
very cool. Yeah. So do you have any desire to go back on the show at all?
I mean, I have so much love for the circle. I don't think they would ever do that with the format, but I mean, I have love for it. I just don't think they'll do it with the format.
I think they would have to do it in like a while too. You know, it's so early in the show.
I think they'll probably do it maybe after 10 or something. 10
There's so much love for season one though amongst fans that I just feel like it would be cool to at least get like even just one or two of you on as Catfish, like just as a returning player on a season.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think like with the format, you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, I was so stoked with season one. It was great. Great group of people. Great journey. It was very early days, like pure. It was great.
Yeah. Alex says
that's good. That's
he wants
so
to
good.
See Shuby on a dating show.
Dating show. Let's go.
Let's go. Everyone's your sister. Everyone's your. No, not that way, guys.
Not like that.
That's sick. Come on.
Who was that?
Do
you know who that was?
Which one?
Play it again, man.
Come on.
I love the sound. God, I have a question I just want to ask. I can't.
Wow.
Oh, I got
well,
3 minutes.
Three minutes for Shuby to keep dragging on this podcast to think of his question.
Let's just make the next 3 minutes dead air while Shuby thinks.
Well, no,
let's think.
Let's just wrap up the season, Ben. What would you rate the season out of 10?
10 out of 10. Because
ten out of ten.
Because it got me hooked on the show.
Yeah, I'll give it a 10 out of 10. It had the emotion. It did have more strategy than I think it did. It had a few. You know what? I'm going to have to give it an 8 out of 10 because it had a few dud episodes.
It had a few gutters. It's a 10, brother. It's a 10. I would accept a 9. Jeez. But it's a 10. No way. I think Max, at the end of the day, you're getting tired.
It had some gutters.
Max, you couldn't just lie?
Max, no, I'm just kidding. I really do give it 10 out of 10. I was just giving Shuby a hard time. I really do. I really loved it. I had some great moments. And especially like when they met at the end and they did that whole weird toast that thing with those made up words. Like that was my
favorite. Oh yeah, that was nice. That was a nice meetup. Yeah.
I think the second that this season ended, I started watching the UK.
Yeah, we were hooked. Yeah. We did the UK and we did the season two. UK and then, like, two. Season three came out.
Yep.
UK. Oh my God. Season three. Whoa. That was crazy. They were all so great, but three was like.
Man, two, three was wild. Three was wild.
Yeah. You had the iconic hero and villain going after each other. It was two was so good to watch.
Yep. I am a fan of UK season one more than two and three, actually.
I love all three, but season two is my favorite for sure. Mm,
interesting. Yeah, I just love the finale with Dan and Alex is just so good for season one.
Freddie comes in, remember Freddie?
Oh, and Freddie's an all-time favorite of mine.
Freddie's a legend. He's like, you've been dreaming about us.
He shoves it in his face.
Dude, you can see the anger on Dan's face. I love that.
Yeah, he's destroyed.
Because at that point, there literally was no precedent to this. What happened? You know what I mean?
So it'll never be recreated like that. You know?
And didn't he save like a lot of people, or he got rid of a lot of people for her? Like, Alex,
his whole game. They were all like, "Dude, she's a catfish," and he's like, "I don't care. I'll do anything for this woman."
I know.
Dude.
It's crazy because like Alex was a great winner, great guy. He played a great game, and like, you know, he's a great winner. But when I actually watched back like more of the clips, I'm like, it's kind of surprising he took the end. You know what I mean?
I think it's because Freddie was voting so tactically.
Yeah.
And a couple of people were voting. Like, I know Alex also voted super tactically.
Oh, wait. I know what we can talk about. Just 2 minutes. This is what Survivor. Do you guys see Survivor this year?
Of course. Yeah.
Great season.
It was a great season. Yeah.
Great season.
As every season of Survivor is.
Okay.
Even the worst season of Survivor, yeah, I enjoyed.
I would give it. It's not one of my favorite Survivor seasons.
This one?
Those are one of my favorites.
Typically, seasons that come right after an All-Star season are kind of duds sometimes.
I'm just being honest, and I love Survivor, and I usually say.
I appreciate your input for sure.
I'm not a
hater. I thought it was solid here. Yeah, no, I get that. I thought it was a solid season.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was so fascinating to see, like, my winner pick, who I thought was winning. Love Xander, a great kid. I met him in real life, super nice, but I thought JD, he was the kid I thought was going to win. And. You know, and then he got, so the editing was so brilliant, I thought.
I did love the editing that I had no idea what the fuck was going on the whole time.
It was not predictable in the least.
But then in retrospect, I was like, I wish I had known a little bit what was going on some of the time.
Yeah Erica had a small edit for winning the whole thing.
Yeah, no, good for her. I always say whoever wins, good for them. Obviously, we did it, but...
I wish I just had understood a little bit more why, and like I've done a lot of the post work, and I do know, but I just wish I had understood a little bit more why.
Like obviously, kind of Shan was like it was like a sham, like Shan was dominating, but I just felt at that velocity she was going.
Yeah, there was no way she was.
There's
going
no way to sustain that.
And
that
was kind of the Shan and Ricard show for a long time.
And the episode where Shan was blindsided was one of the greatest episodes of Survivor of all time. So I will say that it's one of my favorite episodes ever.
Cannot believe that. Like, I understand why Ricard did it, but like, cause that was the episode where she literally told them, like, hey, they're coming after you, Ricard. And then Ricard turns back and gets
ice cold. Ice cold.
That was like Shakespearean.
Yeah. He did what you couldn't, Chuby. He did what you needed to do.
I think Ricard did it too early, though. He should have done that late because it made him so it made him public enemy number one at that point.
I don't think there would have been another opportunity to.
But I think he might have beaten her in the final tribal, don't you? Because I feel
maybe.
Possibly,
I don't know. I mean,
I think they would have gotten rid of him, though. I don't think he wasn't high enough in her alliance.
No, because I thought Shan would have kept him protected, and they would have gone after Deshaun and Danny right before the end.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, what a great season! Great season.
It was good.
Okay, Kate Rose says, where can you watch the UK version of the
I'm
Circle?
Not sure,
I don't have a good answer for you that doesn't involve breaking the law.
I mean, Alex might know if he's still in the chat.
There are websites out there. I'm not sure if I should promote them.
Yeah, there's exist. Places to find it. It's pretty Google. You can Google is
Google.
Different.
Yes.
What? But, guys, I got a couple more. My person's not like a little late, so I'm chilling for a little bit, like 5 minutes. This is fun. this is fun. How much Survivor? I'm thinking if there's anything else. Survivor season was overall really. I liked it. It'll be good. New one. We got a new one coming out.
Yeah,
yeah. In March. Are you a Big Brother fan, Shubham?
I am. I love Big Brother. A little more for Survivor than I like. I have so much love. I've watched them both for so. My whole life, but
Will you be watching Celebrity Big Brother?
Probably, yeah.
Promotion, we will be covering that. The cast reveal is coming out tonight.
Did it come out yet?
Sort of. Julie gave some hints on her Instagram.
But we
did you see Boston Rob? I think I saw him yesterday on the lineup. Is that true? Or?
We're pretty sure it will not be true.
That'd be so fascinating.
It's looking like
Boston.
It's not going to be. Hopefully it will be true. But we will be doing our cast. We'll probably do a live later on Instagram talking about it. And maybe tomorrow or the day after, we will be doing our cast reveal podcast. And starting next week, February 2nd, our coverage starts. So get ready, everyone. It's going to be very exciting. And if you're new to this stream, please subscribe, guys. And you can follow us on Twitch and YouTube. You can follow us on Instagram. It's a very exciting time. Come on, Shoebomb's a fan. Well. You guys should be a fan.
We love it. Let's go. what? God, yeah, Survivor was so good. Yeah. I was rewatching some seasons earlier, the last couple, because of, like, you know,
yeah,
COVID, just chilling and so, like, you know what's happening, just watching some seasons. Good, good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Survivor's the best. It's better than The Circle. No,
no, I love so much love for The Circle. Circle's top tier.
I love The Circle too. Yeah.
What did you think was the best player of Survivor this season? Like the best, not necessarily who won, but like the best player, if that makes sense. Like overall,
Ricard.
Best player.
I liked Ricard a lot.
Not like who you liked the most, like most competent player.
Yeah, I think Ricard. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. What about you, Max?
Yeah,
well, I want to hear what Shoebomb has to say. I'm more interested in our guest. What do you have to say, Shoebomb?
Yeah, Ricard's a great pick. I biased because we met Xander in real life, and he's like Jax Little from The Circle. So Xander's great. I thought JD was a really competent player. He made some mistakes, but I thought he was overall really strong. Obviously, Shan, you can't like disregard like how strong she was strategically. The most competent. Yeah, I'd put maybe one of them. I mean, he's a lot. The Nasir was very well.
I love Nasir. Yeah.
He had a great social game. Strategically, he knew a lot. It's just hard to tell. You never know. I don't know. Actually, it's a tough question to ask. I don't know why I asked.
Are you going to watch Australian Survivor, Shuby? Sandra?
No, I saw that she's on it. If I have a chance, I'd love to. It'll be interesting to see how she and her daughter do.
Oh, dude, Australian Survivor is really good, especially like the first season. It's on Paramount Plus now. It's really good. Yeah.
Is it like emotional? Like, how is it? Like, very strategic, emotional?
It's super strategic and not at all emotional. I would say it's not that much.
No, it's actually not. It's just mainly strategic, and they're all like really good. Yeah, they're like really good sports.
Yeah, like huge blindsides will happen, and you won't have bitter juries. Like, people will be like, oh, mate, you got me, mate. And that's it. Like, they don't get like super bitter.
You know what? This was a question I was going to ask. If you guys were on Survivor and you're on the jury, would you vote for the person who controlled the game the most or the person who like was at the bottom and like had to play from the bottom the most? You know what I mean? Like that underdog.
That's a tough question.
I would vote for who I liked the most, you know?
That's a fair answer.
I guess it's
a combination, but if someone's like a total asshole, I think that like it's hard to vote for them.
No, I agree. Like if you're there, like what, you know, who cares if you played a chess master game? Like you know what I mean?
If somebody plays like a totally amazing game, like I do bow down, you know, like but
yeah.
Whoever earned your vote individually, I think, is probably the best person.
Yeah, your individual relationship to them. Yeah. I feel it. Who did you guys think was going to win at the before the finale of Survivor, right before?
Well, it seems like they were giving it to Xander.
Yeah, I thought Xander
too. But I did think that he fucked up with the jury at one point, so I did.
Oh, is it where he kind of was talking about, I think, Erica, right, or something to the jury?
He was like, Erica, like, said something, or Deshaun said something to the jury, and the jury liked it. He assumed the opinion of the jury in front of them, which is not...
Yeah, he should have taken out Erica, right?
And he didn't take out Erica.
If it wasn't Erica, who would it have been again?
It would have been him, Heather, and Deshaun, I believe.
That would have been interesting. Who do you guys think would have won in that final three?
Xander.
Maybe Deshaun. I think it's possible that it could have been.
Deshaun. I honestly think even Heather might have won at that point.
It's tough because we saw so little of Heather too during the season that we don't really know, like how they would have voted.
I mean, there were a lot of theories, right? Like, have you guys seen WandaVision?
Yeah.
Where she was getting that edit where it was like she was pulling the strings that were going to have like a montage at the end of Heather doing all these moves and she wins the game then.
Yeah.
Like it would have been Heather Vision.
Right. Yeah.
Shoebomb, was that a Marvel reference?
It was.
From Shoebie? I don't believe it.
Dang. Oh, you know what, guys? I got to go. But this was super fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on our Survivor podcast.
Yeah, thank you, my boy. This
is great. No, and, really, thank you so much, dude. Like, this has been so much fun. We really hope to have you on again. every time.
You really all have been like a dream guest for us, since we started. Because this started out as a Circle podcast, and now it's expanded to more things. But it's all because of you. It's all that first season, like, really hooked us.
No, you keep it up, guys. You guys are killing it. You guys gotta, I can't wait to keep coming back. This is great.
That's sweet. Thanks, Shuby. Good luck on your tennis match.
Bam, bam.
And for all of you that are here, remember to please subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Twitch, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, and check us out for Celebrity Big Brother coverage and Love is Blind coverage, because we're going live. Awesome. We're gonna have more guests.
We're going live on IG pretty soon, so keep an eye out on our IG. We're going to talk about Julie Chen's hints as to who the cast members are.
Love it.
All right, bye.
Bye.
See ya.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben.
Yo, yo.
We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.